Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from GR Silver Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GRSL and on the OTCQB under the symbol GRSLV. We are chatting with the President and CEO, Marcio Fonseca. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, GR Silver Mining is focused in Mexico. The company has a couple projects, pretty much side by side. The San Marcial project, where the company did release a resource back in 2019, a 39 million ounce resource of silver. There is also the Plomosas project that was acquired a little bit after that resource was announced, I believe last year, and the company continues to drill here, as well as the La Trinidad project, also really connected in this whole group. It is a land package here that the company is continuing to aggressively explore on. Let's start off with the most recent news release. Released November 29th, GR Silver Mining announces discovery of mineralized veins at the Plomosas project. This is the Loma Dorada target. Now, the headline number, 1 meter at 5.23 grams per ton gold and 166 grams per ton silver. Marcio, start us off with this Loma Dorada target. We haven't talked too much about it. What's important to understand about this new mineralized vein and this target in general, please?
Thank you. I'll do it. So Loma Dorada is a brand new target, has never been drilled, and it's a mountain that's parallel to the Plomosas mine area where we have the resource. And it represents a likely new system, and it's a highly oxidized mountain, a lot of oxides. And we did some work and came across some veins, and sampling the surface, we came some gold grades, attractive gold grades. We put some drill holes, and we are discovering veins with decent grades for a vein. In a situation that we are more exploring the northwest kind of trend in that area, and showing that the Plomosas project, particularly this area close to the Plomosas mine, which was a lead and zinc mine, yes, it has potential for gold and silver only veins. That's the main purpose. We continue to drill, and we believe that Loma Dorada is likely to be an extension of the La Colorada, that's 1.2 kilometers to the south of Loma Dorada, making the system probably close to 1.5 approximately kilometers of strike length, giving a lot of room for us to continue to drill.
Well, I was going to dig in a little bit more on that, Marcio, because it looks like the extension of the La Colorado vein system, but also part of that northern extension of the San Juan system. So how do you see this tying all together if you continue to hit at Loma Dorada?
The way we are delineating this is that is a very long system, and the way that's going to likely to be tied up together is a continuous system with some multiple veins that can be interrupted by faults, but everything is part of a much broad and extensive mineralized system. And we can have grades like this, but in the same system, we can have high grade like a drill hole that we released last year, the LCS2104, that was a high grade hole and was part of the resource estimation. And we are very excited because that hole was close to 18 grams per ton of gold and 8 kilos per ton of silver in a narrow interval in the same type of vein.
So figure one and figure two in that news release, the most recent one, do a good job of showing where this Loma Dorada area is compared to La Colorado, as well as some of the other targets on the project. Now that you have hit mineralization here at Loma Dorada with a couple drill holes, what's the follow-up work? Do you think this can be expanded greater than this 1.5 kilometer strike that you outlined?
The way we are planning is to have some follow-up drill holes, and this is more likely to be for the beginning of next year, down deep, trying to see if there's any enrichment on these holes that we have just released. But for sure, as you said, figure one and maybe figure two, we are going to test some out of the veins parallel and also along the strike, to see if you can really have wide space drilling. I cannot quote the spacing today, but to see that this system is really continuous and is all part of a much larger, extensive mineralized system.
Well, Marcio, just transitioning over to another target that you're drilling as well, and that's the San Marcial project. You have been doing some infill and expansion drilling, and the goal is to move it down dip below the existing deposit, but also expand it. So give us an update on San Marcial.
Yeah, so Martial, we are really busy because when we finally got all the drilling going at full speed, even two shifts, and we have drilled five holes. They are shallow, but they are underground drilling, and they have two purposes. The first is to prove that the ore body that is part of the 40 million ounces of silver that we have in the 4301 at San Marcial area continues down deep and also down plunge, and it has grade and thickness for potential underground mine in the future in a way that we can continue to increase the ounces and show that something that was perceived in the past as a medium-sized deposit likely to have extensions. That's one of the purposes. The second one is to test geophysical anomalies that we have at the bottom of the mineralization in a different type of rock, and you want to investigate and hope, cross the fingers, have a potential discovery.
What do you think could come out of some of these geophysical anomalies? This is the first time we're hearing about this aspect of drilling. What's your hope for this? Obviously a discovery, but what's possible with what you've seen in the geophysical results?
You're completely right. It's the first time that someone did all this geophysical, ground geophysical study and came up with all these anomalies. There's an anomaly that sits just next to the San Marcial resource area. It's an IP anomaly and likely to be related to the concentration of sulfide and never tested. We want to do the testing from the underground because it's more cost effective, much shorter holes. And we are expecting to see sulfides, and with sulfides, some sort of silver and gold mineralization. That's what we are thinking, because the host rock seems very permeable or high porosity, because in geology means it's a volcano sedimentary type of rock, means a lot of pieces and parts all together, which can be a good trap for fluids, for mineralization.
Well, Marcio, there's also some indication that you're doing some regional reconnaissance work on the gap area, and that's actually located between San Marcial and San Juan. So what can you tell us about that? Is the trend is continuing on a northwest-southeast trending basis?
So far, what you know, that the geology on the surface looks really good, but also the geophysical work, as we said before, the ground geophysical survey covered that area, and some IP and even MAG anomalies are defining a good system. It's the first time ever that someone, a company, placed a drilling program in that area. So we are excited to see it by the rocks, looking at good rocks, and see if they bring some more silver. But you're right, it's a way to prove that the system continues from San Juan, Gap, San Marcial. Of course, there will be some interruptions because geology is not just a line, might have some faults between them, but it's a fresh new area.
So, Marcio, summarize the general drill program then here. I understand you had about 14,000 meters planned. How far are you through that? How much of the core is still at the lab? What updates can you give us here?
Yeah, that's a very important question. Like all my peers, everybody's suffering a bit with the delay with the lab. What used to be a probably 4-week turnaround is being longer, even 8 weeks, 9 weeks in some cases. We have completed 80% of this 14,000 meters. We'll still be drilling some of the holes in January. We might finish the underground drilling at San Marcial by Christmas and Christmas break this year. Might come back next year. Let's see the results. But the assay delay is a big thing. We have 80% of the holes drilled. That brings us probably to we have 70%, 75% of the assays is still at the lab. The sample is still at the lab. So that builds up a lot of inventory of drill hole results for the beginning of the year. That's the plan.
Marcio, this delay in the labs, look, it's unfortunately not new. We've had delays at the labs for well over a year now, and it's across the board. A lot of companies are struggling getting assay results back. Is this impeding where you're drilling now?
Yes, it's impacting, because if you don't have the assays, you cannot follow up quick a good result, right? That's the way it really affects the company. But we are trying to see to be more effective, to have, as we have a lot of targets, adding some other priority targets, because you are drilling the five priorities nearby the resource. We can have other areas that you can continue to drill if you need to, brand new areas.
Well, Marcio, you guys do have a lot of targets and there is a lot of drills going. Can you just remind the audience, how many drill rigs do you have on your property now and where are they drilling currently?
We have seven drill rigs at the Plomosas project. They are pretty much concentrating on the trend from the north, Formosa's area, San Juan, Loma Dorada, all the way to San Marcial. We are not drilling yet the Trinidad area. So they are doing shallow holes. That shallow means probably 250, maximum 300 meters deep holes, testing veins, and drilling at the El Saltito, still drilling at Loma Dorada, drilling the northeast extension of the Plomosas mine area, because we like that area. And we might start drilling to the north of Plomosas. If the audience looks at the figure one, we have two areas there, that Las Cuevas and Aronchito, that we are doing some work to prove what can be the extension of the Plomosas mine breccia and some veins. As you said, we're drilling the gap, and we are drilling underground some shell.
All right, before we let you out of here then, Marcio, can you just give us an update on overall cash in the bank and what the budget is for this program?
Current cash position, approximately 6.4 million Canadian dollars. That's enough for us to finalize this program in the first quarter next year. We don't have any major payments. We control all the assets today. The last payment was made last May when we bought the San Marcial from SSR Mining. It was a three-year option, and you paid the 3 million Canadian dollars. So I think financially we are in good state.
All right, Marcio, appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions regarding any of this drilling ongoing at GR Silver Mining, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com, and we will get those addressed for you. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of GR Silver Mining. We will be following up on more news and hopefully some more drill results to get back from the lab sooner rather than later. Marcio, thank you for the update. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you both.